Sing along. Fun Friday. Carry me, but keep my feet on the ground. Welcome, everyone. Fun Friday it is. McCafe Menus. I got a nice look about it. There's huge sport on the weekend, and we're all over Melbourne United. The coach, Dean Vickerman, to join us ahead of Game 3 tonight at John Cain. A voice of soccer, Simon Hill, to talk to us about the big Melbourne City and Sydney FC final at Amy Park. We've got John from Epping, who's demanded 15 minutes. I don't know whether the Wisp has given him that. And big Shawnee Darcy does no media. The Fremantle Ruckman has just re-signed for another couple of years. He's going to join us as well. I love that for a fun Friday. I think it's nice and loose. It's got a bit of room to move. And the Wisp, he's in one of those moods. He's about to go on holidays for 2 weeks. He's got a spring in his step. It could be an interesting 3 hours. G'day, Whispers.
Good morning, Garrity. Good morning, everybody. What a bit of a fizzer last night, wasn't it?
The footy. Not if you're a Brisbane Lions supporter, it was.
No, but if you're just somebody that wants to sit there and see a great game of AFL or football, then you were a bit disappointed last night. Well, I'm not sure they brought the heat, the Cats, last night.
So they look like a team. No excuses, by the way. But they look like a team that had played last Friday and celebrated a last kick victory. Not celebrated, but they were flat, and you can only be as flat as the other team make you feel.
That's right. But then sometimes you're just not there.
They just
didn't look like they were there last night. But full credit to Brisbane, they looked outstanding last night.
Magnificent.
Outstanding.
It's going to be a great. There's no clear. The final series is going to be absolutely magnificent. Last week we're talking Geelong as the premiership favourite. Now we're talking Brisbane as the premiership favourite. It's going to be a beautiful run to the finals, Wispy.
Yeah, I think you're right. I got a sneaky premiership favourite.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm going for the West Coast Eagles now. I think I don't know, Gary. I know you're poo-hooing it, but I've just got this feeling about them getting it all together.
When you're top tier team, I listen, but you're second tier team.
No, I've dropped down there. Mm. I have dropped down. You're quite right about that.
Oh, I've got so many things on my page to talk about.
Okay, well, you go and I'll just respond.
I don't know where to start.
We'll start at the beginning.
Our great friend Mark Stevens is going into politics. Steve-o.
Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather.
Yeah?
You could have knocked me over with a feather. I knew he was on the way out. I had been told.
He's your man, the number one Channel 7 sports reporter. So he works, he's your right-hand man, and you've now let him go to politics.
Well, I had no say over whether or not he went to politics.
Did you know he was going?
I didn't. I knew he was thinking about his next move in his life, but I had no idea that he was going to quit and become the media manager for the Victorian Liberal Party.
Yeah, well, he's the what?
He's the media manager for the Victorian Liberal Party now, Steve-O. Okay. He'll make a good fist of it too, he will.
Does that include Footscray?
Everywhere. Mm. Everywhere.
Good on you, Steve-O. He's a great operator, great fella.
He's a ripper bloke.
Big health challenge recently. Yep. So good luck. We say good luck. We just didn't see it coming.
No, we say good luck. Of course we do. And I wonder, you know, Gary, whether or not, you know, what he went through, the health scare, whether or not that influenced him some way.
Yeah, of course. Live your life how you want to live it, I say. So good on you. The other one, you text me furiously last night, and I'm thinking, I wasn't looking at it because I thought you were going to tell me something that about the game that I might not have missed or might not have seen. And then it was... James Brayshaw is a Harry Highpanter. That was your comment. What about James? You reckon James Brayshaw?
That's not a criticism.
Wears a very, very high pant. You were saying
that's not a criticism of him at all. I said he had a high pant on last night at halftime when I was watching. That's all.
I need to get some. Was vision.
It? Has he always been a high pant man or not?
I need some.
You've
vision.
Known him longer than I have.
He hasn't historically been a Harry Highpanter. No. I don't know what was going on last night. I'll have to actually. Can the boys get me a freeze frame of it? Because I was watching.
He looked good. He looked good.
Yeah,
in his
Fox
Peter,
footy boys.
He looked good in his Peter Jackson outfit, but the pant went a little bit higher than what I thought it needed to. But maybe it was because he was alongside.
Now that he's into his mid-50s, do you think he's turned into a Harry Highpanter?
I don't know. I don't know what's been the inspiration, but it may have been the fact that he's working alongside the groovy hipster Richo and the boy Davis.
Phil Davis. Well, he had the no sock look going, someone
Phil
said.
Phil looked very cool last night. So he had the rolled up chino with no sock and the white runner. He looked absolutely unbelievable.
Jim was feeling a little bit threatened.
I think that's what happened.
And hitched his pan a touch high.
I think he texted somebody and said, "What can I do here?" And they said, "Look, just."
That's unbelievable.
Just pull your trouser up a little bit.
I haven't seen that before. I need to get a hold of that. What was going on with your commentary team? You had four special comments, blokes. Yes. I couldn't keep up.
It was a big game. It was a Thursday night game.
I didn't know
game.
Whether I was listening to Lethal, but then Hodgie had bumming, and then Richo would jump over the top, and then Phil Davis had come in, and then old mate Jason Bennett had have his two bobs worth.
It was a blockbuster game, and you just got to bolster the commentary team when it's like that. You had a couple of people up there, so Lethal was up there in...
Big budget.
At the Gabba and
massive budget.
Hodgie was.
Everyone else is cutting back, not Channel Wisp. They're putting them on.
Exactly.
Want to roll? Come over
that's
to the Wisps.
It. Well, that's, it.
We'll
that's
give,
it.
We're running with a four-manner.
Was that too many, is it?
Four's a lot.
Are you a big fan of Jason Bennett?
Good caller.
Good, just good. I think he's better than good.
I said good, good caller. I gave it a double good.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
I think he's very good.
Is he moving into the rotation? Because he's always been an AFLW VFL man. Are you telling me he's into the senior rotation like Coxie?
Well, let's talk about Coxie a little bit later, but it's a movable thing.
Well, tell me. You can just tell our audience.
Well, it's like...
Is he into the senior men's rotation?
Gary, we're a little bit like the Melbourne Football Club at the moment in our front
well, you're
half.
Uncertain.
We're uncertain about who's going to play where, we're just having a good look at everybody in the home and away stuff.
Weedman and Brown aren't playing at all. You tell me that Bristol's not on at all this weekend.
He's having a spell.
Not for the whole weekend.
Not for the whole weekend.
He likes to go to the snow at this time of the year.
He's been given a Thursday night spell, that's all.
Righto.
There's a picture of Jimmy there. That's a little bit high or not?
Oh, it's a bit of moose knuckle. It's extraordinary stuff. I have to ring him. Righto. Another one I've got for you.
Mm.
The Hyperbole Heroes, we're calling it.
I'm interested. What is it? What's this all about?
This is from the commentary teams.
Right.
Special comments.
What's mainly. Happened?
Well, it's like someone, I'm keeping a close eye on this, is that someone goes, this bloke's good, and then the next bloke goes, okay, I've got to go bigger than that. This bloke's better than good. He's great. And then the next bloke goes, oh, geez, I've got to go bigger. This bloke could be the best. And then the bloke goes, oh, now where am I left to go? And he goes, this bloke's the best ever. And then just stops the conversation. He says, there you go. I've said it. That's it. Can't go anymore. I've got three examples.
Okay, give me three.
Cane Corns. North Melbourne. So everyone's talking about North. Oh, yeah, no, they're not going that well. We're a young team. They're developing. Yeah, but they haven't won. Yeah, no, they've been pretty. Yeah, no, they've got to get better. And then Cane Corns goes, they're one of the worst teams in the AFL era. Bang. Stopped it. In its tracks, bang!
Didn't he say that about Adelaide pre-season as well?
He did.
They're the worst Adelaide side that they've ever put out there.
So then Johnny Brown.
Okay, John Brown's in there.
Don't cut me off, mate.
He's going into the Hyperbole Heroes. Mm. Everyone's talking about Zach Williams after the weekend. Oh, Zach Williams, oh, no, Zach didn't play well. Man. Zach's on the halfback flank, doesn't run hard enough. Yep, Zach doesn't. I got involved. I said, well.
What did you say about Zach?
I said, if Zach wants to play halfback on that money, you've got to be like Lockie Whitfield.
Well, you were playing the Hyperbole.
Yes, but
nothing for the old Garrity.
But I didn't, you know, this is my mistake.
Right.
I didn't go hard enough.
You got dragged
along.
Because
I didn't stop the conversation. I wasn't a conversation stopper. I just said, he's got to be like, and then the next bloke goes, righto. He doesn't work hard enough and he's the greatest waste of money of all time. And then again, and then by the time I got the Monday night, Johnny Brown said, oh, well, just watch me put an end to this. Zach Williams is one of the laziest footballers going around. Bang, stop.
No.
Conversation stopped.
No, he said he's the laziest footballer I've ever seen.
Oh, well, whatever he said.
There you go.
So that stopped that conversation. Because where do you go from there if you want to talk about Zach Williams?
Well, only that he's the laziest player.
He should
player,
be sacked.
The laziest player in the history of the game.
Well, no, no.
If you're going to keep going on that thread.
The only thing you can add to that, if you want to be the Hyperbole Hero, is, and they should sack him.
No.
See, that goes above the laziest.
No,
player.
No, no. There's,
yes,
no, there's still room to go.
Where?
He could be the worst recruit in the history of the game.
Yeah, that's not bad. But anyway, that's not
there's
there.
Room there.
And then Kingy last night got involved. Dane Zorko's playing. You're texting me. Oh, Dane Zorko's been great. Yep, Dane Zorko's this. Yeah, I think Dane Zorko's, if he's not the most important player, yes, he's. Then Kingy went, I'm going to put an end to this. He's the most damaging player in the competition. Bang! Stop. Three. So you out there who are the smartest audience in footy.
Who's been doing
you
it?
You give us an example of the Hyperbole Heroes. There's three.
Yep.
There's three Hyperboles.
Okay, so we've got Kano,
yep.
We've got Jono, and we've got Kingy.
Worst team of the modern era, most damaging player in the comp, and the laziest footballer ever.
Hey, we've all been critical of this. I did say that Jager Amira might be the greatest midfielder of all
time. Well, you were a Hyperbole Hero. You said he's going to be the best ever.
That's what I'm saying. We've all done it. I think you have too.
Of course I have.
In a quiet moment.
No, of course I have. But
we need to be
called
out.
If you want to be a conversation end, this is you can go be a Hyperbole Hero, but a conversation ender. So enough. In the end, you go, enough of this pussyfooting around.
Yeah.
Clayton, I've done it. Here's an example.
What
Clayton
did you
Oliver
say about
is the
him?
Best Melbourne midfielder I've ever seen.
There you go.
That's a conversation ender.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to go above that, you're going to have to turn around and say he'll be the greatest player ever played.
Well, he'll go straight into the AFL Hall of Fame as a legend.
Yeah, that's something like that. That's right. So we've all done it, but I want examples.
Can you do that before the end of the season?
Hyperbole heroes, please.
Michael's in Alexandra. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Tim. I've got three quick things to say.
Yep.
I agree with what the boys were wearing last night on Channel 7. Thought I was watching bloody MTV for a second there.
Oh, no, they're trying to be Fox 3.
And the high pants.
Yes.
And Richmond supporter, a bit nervous about tonight's game. A
little bit nervous.
Yeah, I am a little bit nervous.
All right. Well, it's just sort of everyone thinks it's Carl Langdon tonight. They all think it's a fait accompli that the Tigers just get rolling in the second half of the year and roll towards a premiership. So they want to get it done tonight.
A fait accompli. That's what
it is. That's what he said.
Jason Burns got a lot of fans out there.
Jason Burns has to be in Channel West A team. It is. It is. Well, someone needs to go for the hyperbole on Jason Bennett.
Mm.
He is the greatest caller. He's a better caller than Bruce. That ends the conversation, Wisp.
Oh, baby.
Gary, I just need to touch on this too. Yes. Footy's top money men. You came in at, I've just been handed, this has got published in the Herald Sun online yesterday.
This is a thing that Nath Brown went with about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I didn't have the detail. I had no detail.
What do you mean it got published yesterday?
It got published on the Herald Sun website yesterday.
Like 3 weeks after he did it?
I don't know. Maybe they've got some fresh information. Maybe they've done a little bit of background searching. Jono Brown at number one. Just say yes or no, okay? 1.5 million.
Where's my glasses? Here they are. Yes. Number one, Johnny Brown.
Yes.
Don't cut me off, mate.
Yeah, he'd be right up there.
Okay, Brendan Favola at number two, 1.2
FM
million.
FM boys, despite some of the reporting around us over the journey, they've got loose change in their glove box in terms of how much we get paid compared to them. So okay. Favola and Brown, FM breakfast boys, yes.
Okay, let's not be envious of them, okay? Brendan Favola,
why not?
Number two.
No, yes.
At 1.2 million.
I wouldn't know, but yeah.
Now, this is the one that raised my eyebrow a little bit, given that you and I work together.
Yes.
Gary Lyne, 1.15 million. Unders?
Oh, turn it up, Tim. This is why these articles, blokes talking about how much money they get or others are on, are the most boring conversations of all time. Because not only are they self-indulgent and navel-gazing, they are so wrong, it's not funny.
Okay, Mark Howard on 1.05.
Wouldn't know. All I know is got on the front of my sheet, it says Wayne Carey at 500. Wouldn't get out of bed for that to duck. I'll tell you right now. The Nick Revolt 550. For the first half? Brian Taylor.
This is brand damaging.
Brian Taylor 650.
Or, yeah, 650. That's a bit under, isn't it?
650 worth of tools.
AEG tools in his shed.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. 3 weeks later. There you go. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Jade's on the road before we take a break on this fun Friday. G'day, Jade.
1.15.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
How much of that would be SEN, Gary? The 1.15.
Not very little. G'day, Jade.
Yeah, just wanted to talk about you're going too early on stuff.
Oh, no, not too early. I'm just talking about if you can go as hard as you can.
Yeah. Yeah, no, same category. But I remember Tim Lane in 2009. Geelong were playing the Dogs, and the Dogs were up by about 5 or 6 goals. And he then declared that the days of Geelong dominance were over.
That's the other way. That's a Debbie Downer. Nice one, Jade. You're in the running for the caller of the week. It's Fun Friday, a bit loose. We've got Johnny from Epping that Tim's been talking with all week. He normally comes on at 10 to 7. Yeah. Have you got him at 10 to 7, or are you going to give him a bit more time?
We've given him prime time out of 7 this morning. He wanted 15 minutes to discuss a couple of things that he's got to get off his chest this morning. And he's got some cauliflower and some broccoli for you and I as well. But we've got to get out there in the next 2 weeks to pick it up.
Good, I'm happy. Tom from Bendigo, I'm with you. I thought Johnny Brown said he was the laziest going around at the moment. You said he's the laziest player of all time.
No.
Check your figures.
No. Let's get this right. He said he's... I've got the direct quote here. He said, He's one of the laziest players I've ever seen.
We've got the audio. We'll play it after it. Tom, I'm with Tom. I'm not sure he did say that, but we'll play it after the break.
It is a fait accompli.
Peter Jackson, half-yearly clearance sale. Merino wool suits from $359, up to 60% off store-wide. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
You know, I tell you what, Zach Williams is one of the laziest footballers going around at the moment.
Oh, Brownie, it's a big...
It is an absolute indictment. Don't worry, there's about 100 piece of vision we've left on the cutting room floor. We could have gone through it for the next half an hour and showed it. And we could have really, really hurt his reputation. So I'm just verbaling it for you. That bloke has come to the Carlton Footy Club, paid that sort of money. He needs to turn up in better shape and get himself fit and turn up and put in a better effort, especially on defence.
Most going around at the moment.
That's what I... Well, I took it out of the Age this morning and they've written one of the laziest footballs I've seen. So they got it wrong. And I got it wrong repeating what they had written in the paper this morning. That's a direct quote too.
Yes, and I went with Stephen Canelio to win the Brownlow as the best player in the comp back in 2019. So there's an example. That's from Heath. I don't do that anymore. I've learned my lesson, Heath, after Stephen Canelio. Hyperbole is not the right word. I've looked it up. Someone has taken me to task and they're right. I got the first part right. It's a big statement and it's not meant to be taken literally.
Right.
So I might have to find a different reason. Hey, g'day again, lads. Dale from Dubai. Weekend's just started. I bought a bottle of the Jim Barry on the recommendation and about having a nice little drop. Good on you there. He reckons that you wore number 39 for half a game during the 90s. What happened there?
I had a big heavy week on the weights. And I think I did the chest on the jumper that I was wearing, and I had to wear the 39 in the second half. It just split at the seams. I got no idea. I can't remember that. It could have been one of those things where the jumper just ripped or something.
Hey, I know we're going to talk about last night's game out of seven.
We won't be talking about it because we've got a very special man coming on our program out of seven this morning.
Listen,
Joe Danaher was great last night. Kicked 4 goals.
I'm sensing a buck coming here.
Flopping. I don't like it, Tim. And this is from me, high in the hand high in the air as a flopper. It's cheating. I did it. I was a cheat. He flopped for that mark, sucked the umpire in, got a goal. Fair enough. And then not long after that, he went down holding his head like he'd been knocked out and jumped up 5 seconds later, ran around and kicked a goal.
I think it's unfair if he's not a – is he a serial flopper in your mind?
No, I'm just talking about last night.
Okay, but you're going to call him out on one game last night?
Well, only what I saw.
Okay.
He took a dive in front of, was it Henderson, I think?
Yeah, no, that wasn't very good. And then he held his head on the ground there for a while.
Yeah, you know what happens. You know what we say about this. And again, I say this clearly as being someone that had that in my game for a period of time, which is not good enough, is the umpires get you in the end. They get you.
They do. They've got. They'll go back and they'll have a look at the game, and everybody else has a look at the game as well, and you get that reputation, which is not what you want. Did you have that reputation when you played the flopper?
Faking for free kicks for a year, I did. Yeah.
Did anyone get into you about it?
Yeah, Neil Barm.
What about any other players on the ground?
No. Well, when I say I did, no, I didn't. I don't think I had a reputation for it, but within the footy club, Neil Barm took me to task on it, rightfully so.
What about our man Coxie, who works out the back here, does a fine job too? He's in the ones this week.
He's calling.
He's calling for the first time alongside Jared Waitley. You've been with
people know who you are, man.
Jared's.
I wouldn't be playing that rooster.
Jared's been in the commentary. You've been in the commentary box with Jared. Can you give Coxie any advice?
Yes, I can. If you see, what game is it?
The big one.
Melbourne Essendon. Oh, North Gold Coast. Yes, right. Okay, North and Gold. If you see Taron Thomas running and about to launch and you've got the call, just shut up. Just take a step back from the microphone, Rooster, and hand it over.
So all the big moments go to Jared?
My word, they do. That's just the...
How many times does he need to call with Jared before he gets a big moment?
8 years. good on you, Rooster. Our man, the Rooster's calling. That is fantastic. So, in that game, the Tasmanian Premier, Peter Goodwin, has told the crowd to politely boo the Gold Coast Suns. Now, Pete.
What's a polite boo?
Pete's working hard for footy down there in Tassie. We appreciate, respect what he's doing, trying to do down there, trying to get a game. Mm. He's got his being a bonnet over the Gold Coast Suns, you can have your blue. Don't tell your supporters to boo opposition players. That's not becoming.
Mm-mm.
And one of those opposition players is Huey Greenwood, who's a Tasmanian, who very classily, I don't know if he tweeted it or something, said, well, Peter, wouldn't it be a better idea to celebrate some of the Tasmanians that are coming back down into your state to play footy?
Good point. That's a good point. And there's no such thing as a polite boo either, Pete. We like Pete. We like the work that he's doing down there in Tasmania, but that's a misstep. And everybody's allowed one or two of those a week.
To quote Nathan, I think it was Nathan Buckley that said this, be better, Pete.
Or to
be
quote.
Be better.
Okay, I'm going to quote President Obama.
What?
When they go low, we go high.
I'm going to quote George Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fool me once there backward, fool me again.
Can't fool me.
Can't fool me. Just can't fool me. Ah, oh, dear. Got a big show.
I'm not sure that you spat that out right.
It's exactly what he said.
No, it's not.
Let's have a listen.
It's nowhere near what he said. Have we got it there?
Fool me once. Shame on. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Can't get fooled again. That's exactly what I said.
No, you did.
We're here for coding credit like cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and Peter Jackson clearance sale on now up to 60% off storewide.